This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Welcome to the program Warning with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. Today, Dr. Hansen's message was recorded at Faith Tabernacle Pentecostal Church of God in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hosted by Pastor Cynthia Eggers. Recorded April 28, 2024. The title of his message is Attack on Our Free Speech and Freedom. Today is part one. Let us begin.
Okay, praise the Lord. We'll just open up in prayer. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this beautiful sanctuary and Pastor Cynthia Eggers, Lord, such a woman of God. We just thank you for their service for the kingdom of God in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. Continue, dear God, to expand their tent. Continue, dear God, to let people realize that the treasure they have right here in this community, in this church. And we'll give you glory and praise. Bless your word now. Let it go forth. Let people's eyes be opened, ears to hear, and let them be effective to extend the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, it's good to be here again. Last time we were here on a Sunday was 5 years ago, and my wife at that time was pregnant. And now this little boy in July will be 5 years old. And so it's been a while. But it's good to see each one of you. Wednesday night was good. I just came back from Bogota, Colombia, South America. We led 4 days of conferences there, morning till night. Tremendous, tremendous meetings. I met the next day then, when it was over, with the Israeli ambassador in the embassy of Israel in Bogota. He's coming under attack because, again, they have a communist government now. Something I had prophesied 5 years earlier. And that's why when I came, we had such tremendous meetings. 5 years earlier, I had been invited to be a speaker, 23,000 apostles. And I flew in and I spoke actually for a couple weeks, not only in that conference, but in many other churches, and prophesied over Central South America in detail, including the government of Bogota. If the church did not arise, they would start losing their freedoms, the economy would crash, they would push again for this new world order, crime would be out of control, and they would have a communist government. Well, that's what they've got. As soon as I came off the plane, they greeted me and they said, "What you prophesied is true." In fact, my driver was mugged 20 days earlier. And so the church in Bogota was desperate. Desperate. Tremendous meetings. Tremendous meetings. All day. 4 days. Nobody wanted to leave. Nobody worried about the clock. I led 150 churches and leaders and apostles. They were desperate. Do we have to be desperate in America? Does blood have to flow? Because it's going to. The only thing that can stop it is the church. And the church is so pathetically dysfunctional, anemic, lukewarm, backslidden. Half of the churches under the Federal Council of Churches, a Marxist covering, who deny the gifts of the Holy Spirit, deny apostles and prophets, nullify sin, ordain homosexuals. That's half of the churches in America. Mainline churches. Again, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Colombia, I spoke on the government of God and the need for the Holy Ghost to turn this nation around. And if half of the churches deny the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they don't seek it, they don't care. When Jesus said, don't try to represent me until you're baptized, don't even try it, go and tarry, because you can't do it. You can't represent me. You'll be like Peter. When trouble comes, he ran, he hid, he lied, he compromised. And the church is pathetically cowardly today. Truth takes away deception. Prayer brings conviction. In order to be truthful, you must be baptized with the Holy Spirit to come against evil, to come against alternate lifestyle instead of tolerating it. There's got to be a great awakening. Not only do I lead World Ministries International, Apostolic Prophetic, I meet with governments constantly for 40 years now, one right after another. We won't show it on the screen today because of time's sake. I've showed it in this church before. Although we have passed out this news article on apostolic alignment, and you may get it if you're watching, dial 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, and we'll send you apostolic alignment. Again, it goes into governments. You'll see presidents, prime ministers, governments, one right after another. God gives a word, it comes to pass, I go and meet with them. God is real. I also lead Eagles Saving Nations. Eagles Saving Nations. This is where we have to have a great awakening. We have to have another great awakening. It's only going to be through Pentecost. We're trying to get Christians into the arenas, stadiums, all over America and all over the world. Let Pentecost come down again. And let people be constantly baptized in the Holy Spirit daily with relationship in God, where they can go forth with power and authority instead of fear and intimidation. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The church reads it, but they can't do it. That shows the condition of the church. We're supposed to pray for the sick, cast out demons, heal those that need it. This is supposed to be a commonplace for Christians. Eagle Saving Nations. I want you just to read what's going on right now as they're trying to mark every single person on earth. Whether you know it or not, in America, this is a communist takeover. It's a coup in operation, and only the church is going to stop it. I've given already twice, sent words to President Trump. I believe he'll be the next president, like Jeroboam II, in a time of crisis. But yet, Jeroboam II did not end well. Israel backslid. I've urged President Trump, yes, if you be put back in office, you will delay the toppling of the republic. But unless you come against sins of abomination, alternate lifestyles, this nation's going to be judged anyway. And it will. We're coming under the signs of judgment. Tribulation Watch newsletter, 2020, August. Some are calling the coronavirus a pandemic. The plan is to destroy the old order, bring us all into the new world order. However, this new world order will be nothing like the old freedom-loving America we all grew up with. No, the new world order will be nothing less than pure communism. The new world order will have total dominion and control all over the masses of the world. This will be done through human microchipping and vaccines. Before he died, Hollywood director and documentarian filmmaker Aaron Russo openly discussed his relationship with Nicholas Rockefeller of the Rockefeller family. And according to Russo, Nicholas Rockefeller personally told him that the elite's ultimate goal was to create a microchip population. The goal is to get everyone chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers and the elite people control the world. This is going on right now. In that article, Apostolic Alignment, inside you have Eagle Saving Nations Part 1 and 2. Please read it. We gave it to everyone here again. If you're watching, listening, radio, television, social media, 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Or worldministries.org. Worldministries.org is my website. In heaven, the government of God rules and there is peace. Now today I'm going to do a lot of teaching more than preaching because of time's sake. On earth, Satan rules through evil men. Christians are at war. Psalm 72:19 tells us the purpose of God through his church is to reveal the glory of God over the earth. Genesis 1:26 and 28, Matthew 28:19 through 20, Luke 19:18, and Matthew 5:13. God tells Christians, take dominion, subdue, be salt, occupy, make disciples of the inhabitants of the earth. If we are going to stop this web of tyranny that's sweeping, this evil spirit through evil men serving Lucifer, Christians must understand they are at war with Satan. It is the responsibility of the church to engage. Prayer alone is not going to turn back this evil tide. I believe in prayer. We're trying to get 2,000 intercessors in every nation. I believe in praying by the hours. Pray for yourself that you can do the will of God. Jesus gave you the assignment to make disciples. He's not coming out of heaven to do your assignment. Are we together on that? He's not coming out of heaven, no matter how much you prayed. Nation after nation have fallen unless the church has arisen. You're supposed to bring peace. You're supposed to declare war on Satan. You're supposed to turn the tide from evil men. Make disciples of every nation. There is a part that we have to play. My wife made a comment Wednesday when she spoke, how there's so much heresy. People don't understand when they accept Christ what it means. You accept Christ, that means I am now dying to self. That's what the baptism is. I'm dying to self when you go underwater. I'm rising a new person. It's not where you say, I accept Christ, but then you do what you want. You deny that old way of life. You put on the armor of God. You seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sin separates you from God. And there's such a heresy going on. Once saved, always saved. Pure heresy. It's not in the Bible. You can just look at Judas. We want to look at some scripture here. Psalm 69, 22 through 25. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with righteousness. Blotted out of the book of life. Judas' name was once in the book of life. Because of sin, it was removed. Exodus 32, 32 through 33. Look at Moses. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book. Blot me out. It shows the heart of Moses for the people to come back to God, even though there was so much backbiting, murmuring, complaining, rebellion. God's heart was like Moses. He said Moses was righteous. God wants none to perish, but continue in sin and we die in iniquity. Sin separates us from God. Jesus died on the cross, the perfect sacrifice, no sin, no genetic defect. God could forgive and give eternal life. But if we continue in sin, for grace may abound, it's trampling on the blood of Jesus Christ. The plagues of God coming against Egypt, the 10 plagues, and then the final plague, the death angel. If you stayed under the blood, you escaped. If you came out, you were killed with the Egyptians. If we stay under the blood, there's eternal life. If we continue as a disciple of Jesus Christ, either we serve Christ or we serve Satan. The Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. Verse 33. Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. He who overcomes. Revelation 22:18 through 19. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that has been written in the book. But if anyone takes away from the words of the book of prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life. Acts 1:25. To take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Now we could, if we wanted to speak on this subject, we could go forever. All service. There's consequences for deliberate sin if there's no repentance. This is one of the things we are experiencing in these last days. Jesus said, will I find faith? What is faith? The Word of God, obeying the Word of God. The Word of God is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit documented in written form. Will I find faith? Will people be living according to my instructions, my word? Are they really my disciples? Europe and America's attack on absolute truth. I want to touch on this. The Bible warns of a day when people will no longer want to hear the truth, and when the innocent who speak the truth would be rejected and despised. Freedom is under attack, and tyrants don't want the truth spoken that counter their lies. They want their twisted version of the truth that protects their treason. Proverbs 17:15, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination of the Lord. He who justifies the wicked, who condemns the just, both are an abomination of the Lord. What's going on right now in America? Let's just take Trump for example. Justifying the wicked, even when prosecutors are guilty of immorality, of perjury. Oh, we don't care. And attacking the innocent that everyone says there's no case. There's no fraud. Bankers, everybody. Psalm 106, 37 through 38. They even sacrifice their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood. The blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. America is polluted with blood. Just abortion. Not yet of every other type of attack on the innocents. Sixth sin, God hates, seven are an abomination, and all deals with our tongue. Backbiting, murmuring, gossiping, lying. Jeremiah 19:4. Because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burnt incense in it to their other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers nor the king of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. The blood of innocents. The European Union's digital service went into effect this year. The European Union. This law empowers the European Union to shut down opposing information, obligating social media companies to delete anything the European Union defines as disinformation. Now, this is important if you understand the next four world wars. The kings of the South and North collide. It's on my website, worldministries.org. The kings of the North win. The kings of the North, a Germany-led European Union with the Vatican, attack the kings of the West, the United States, Britain, Israel, and their allies. The West loses. The kings of the North and East collide. The kings of the East and the kings of the North, the remnant, go into the Battle of Armageddon. Europe hates America. Listen closely. The definition of disinformation, again, anything the European Union defines as disinformation, they will face heavy fines. Defining disinformation includes climate change. You talk about climate change negatively. LGBTQ issues the wrong way. Criticizing electric vehicles. Claiming that violent migrants are a problem and a drain on taxpayers' money. And saying government cares more about migrants than their own people. That's disinformation. They'll shut you down in Europe. Europe is ahead of America right now with tyranny. But we're trying to catch up with it. Our leaders, put in fraudulently, are trying to follow Europe. Leaders in America are trying to grab the same power. The elite in Germany despise Donald Trump just like the radical left in America do. As Trump's political comeback gains steam, they want all the more to squash free speech that might boost his popularity. They're trying to squash speech on all of us. So we can't even preach from the pulpit the truth. So they shut down all religious radio and television stations. Former German Defense Minister Karl Theodor Guttenberg has long warned America, or long warned Germany, that it's not prepared for a Trump return. Again, the former German Defense Minister. He says Trump is no friend of Germany and calls Trump comeback an absolute horror scenario. He says Trump's popularity shows Germany has a duty to prepare for war. They're getting ready for war against who? Us. Goes right into Bible prophecy, eschatology. Everywhere I go, I meet with the Israeli ambassador in the Israeli embassy. I met in South America, in Colombia with him, Bogota. I met in Kenya with him. I'm a member of the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus. I meet in Jerusalem in the Knesset every year. I warn them, don't trust Germany, even though now they're saying good things and trying to supposedly defend you. The Bible says very clearly they're going to come in with the Vatican and they're going to take over. Germany led the first two world wars. Germany is going to be involved in other world wars. We need to pay close attention to the authoritarian tendencies of the European leaders today. If you don't think the way they do, they will destroy you. Study the medieval Holy Roman Empire, for example. See how they dealt with disinformation. They accused people of heresy, then tortured and killed them. 60 million Protestants the Pope killed for heresy, disinformation. Bible is clear that this is not mere history, however. Soon Germany, at the head of the European Union, a modern resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire, will ascend as the world's premier superpower. Daniel 8 prophesies this European empire will cast down the truth to the ground, verse 12. It will brand truth as disinformation and exalt lies. Revelation 13:4 shows that difficult as it is to believe, this modern European empire worships the devil as evil being who has no truth in him, John 8:44. April 2022, Obama delivered a speech at Stanford University about disinformation. It's a chance for all of us to fight for truth, not absolute truth, not a fixed truth, but to fight for what deep down we know is more truth is right. In his view, there is no absolute truth. There is no fixed truth. Absolutes, you can believe whatever you want, whatever is expedient. This can change over time, day to day, moment to moment. In other words, don't believe the founding fathers and interpret it with absolute truth. But it's what we want to say it is today, to meet our values. Shredding the Constitution. And that's what they're doing. Obama listed several examples of disinformation. The government should censor, including unorthodox views regarding climate control, vaccines, election fraud, white supremacy. The political left has established what is truth in each of these instances and has taken extraordinary steps to silence all non-believers. Bullying, deplatforming, shadow banning, censoring, public shaming, fining, incarcerating, and exiling. This is a fight for truth. Mr. Obama is describing truth as he defines it, which we would classify as all lies. We're exposing these lies. The same thing Hitler did. The same thing Stalin did. Lenin did. Mussolini. The idea that we know deep down what is truth is falsely the devil's lie. You can go right back into the garden. Oh, God really didn't mean that. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, John 8:44. I want to touch on this war going on right now in Israel. October 7, 2023. The Bible is clear that man is made in the image of God, that if man continues to reject God, then man is led more and more by evil spirits, and he no longer has a human mind. Now keep that, because we're going to go and see how men can do atrocities. It's defined in the Bible. This explains how Hamas has brutally controlled and even killed their fellow Arabs, now called Palestinians, living in the Gaza Strip. It also explains the demonic, beastly behavior over 1,400 Jews they savagely murdered in one day. They kidnapped over 250 and held them as hostages. They raped women, killed parents in front of their children, and children in front of their parents. Hamas has beheaded babies, cut babies right out of the mother's womb, burned families alive inside their homes, and done other horrible atrocities, showing no human emotion. Their minds are reduced to that of a sheer animal as they prey on one another. Tossed grenades into families, bound them, mutilated the elderly, cut off fingers, tongues, feet, toes, breast, gouge out eyes, tortured people alive. You say this is hard to listen to. This is reality, and it's coming to you and me.
Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Hansen continues his message, Attack on Our Free Speech and Freedoms, with Pastor Cindy Eggers at Faith Tabernacle Pentecostal Church of God in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Recorded April 28, 2024. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.